The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
You can count on me.
To be the friend I should be. Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your host of The Jay Garvin Show. What an amazing segment with Justin Hermes from Real Estate Reality. I'm continuing the conversation in my Power Podcast abbreviated segment here on property taxes and more. What is making Colorado Springs and El Paso County the best place to live in Colorado, in your backyard, right here in the Pikes Peak region? And I've talked about all of the different sales tax and property tax, which is absolutely to the advantage of El Paso County. Justin talked about how we're forecasted by 2050 to be over a million, 1.2 as a county, the largest county in the state. But that's going to be propelled forward with a lot of this 9/11 effect, especially with the protests and these different movements that are going on nationwide. A lot of people, as many as one third of all of the individuals in these large coastal cities, the New Yorks, the New Jerseys, the Californias, the Los Angeleses, the Florida, the Miamis, even the center a little bit with Chicago, are all moving into the breadbasket and the wholesome West. Colorado, Nebraska, Idaho, Utah, Kansas. It's absolutely a huge movement. And we took a very big look at the economic development with all of the City for Champions developments going on. Justin and I talked about all of the real estate developments in Colorado Springs specific, the 33 Ecos, the Blue Dots, the Casa Mundes, everything that's going on around the downtown. And of course, everything beyond that, we talked about the incredible per capita open space and parks that we have. It's absolutely amazing with some of the different areas that they talked about in some studies I looked at with the Ute Park, the Bear Creek Regional Park, the Stratton Preserve, Strawberry Fields, Red Rocks, Red Mountain, University Park, Elephant Rock, Mesa, Sinton. These are all open spaces. But probably the thing that matters the most is you, the radio listeners, we, the citizens. I'm going to go into this more detail in my show next week for Independence Day titled Independence Day, Respecting the Fight, but Revisiting the Struggle, with what we have to do to preserve our country. Justin Hermes came into my show and he said he saw someone just on 8th Street holding a big sign that says, you know, support your police, the men and women in blue. It's a big, big difference for how different municipalities have responded to the riots of late. It's actually interesting to how they even responded to COVID-19. Colorado Springs has taken precaution. The more you go into Teller and Park County, the more you see little or no effect at all. But if you go into Denver, it's a flat-out lockdown. I mean, I couldn't even get into a coffee shop without the mask police just coming down on me. I mean, I wasn't 5 feet inside that door, and it was like, masks on or you're out of here. And the same way, the bigger cities you get, they're starting to really crumble. So what makes Colorado Springs so strong? It's you, the people. We're the ones that elect the city council. You're the ones that support the military infrastructure. Makes a very, very big point. I mean, Colorado Springs, forget ranking within the state, Colorado Springs ranks in the top four in the nation for military presence, only behind Washington, D.C., Alexandria, Virginia, you know, the epicenter of the Department of Defense. Then you have San Diego. We're compared to San Diego, a city well over 5 million, larger than Denver. And then San Antonio, a city well beyond a million as well. All the other counterparts are double and triple and quadruple our size. And then you have Colorado Springs. So you have to put that in the mix. And I love the flavor of different cultural backgrounds that come in with the military, come in with the incredible Rodeo Hall of Fame, come in with the incredible millennial, young professional. All of these things work together to create Colorado Springs, which is one of the top ranked most desirable places to live. But what Justin Hermes said is that if we don't watch the infrastructure and the controlled growth, we can be as overbuilt as we were with pent-up demand. I mean, we've got so many hotels coming into the downtown area. We've really had a shortfall. There hasn't been a single hotel built since that Clarion on the west side of I-25 in the 70s. Now Perry Sanders is redeveloping that into condominium housing. That's going to be 150-plus units taken out of the hotel hospitality industry. But it's unbelievable. In that accord, you've got the Hilton downtown, which is replacing that, the Hyatt's, which under construction, the Marriott. You have Norwood Development that's going to do a gigantic hotel. And then you have the apartments. And what Justin Hermes had said is you need a vibrant group in our population to actually call downtown home in order to have a hub. And there's just as much development happening up north around the Voyager interchange that's going in and Shields that's going in and Bass Pro Shops and all of that. And people say it's go, go, go. And I refrain from going to the north end, but it's great to have opportunity, but you have to maintain that quality of living. We have quality of living with open space and parks. And what I want you to understand with this entire show, the biggest takeaway is that you have opportunity for your family. I guarantee you properties have already doubled in value from 2011 to 2020. Less than 8 years, we've went from $180,000 median value for a home to $360,000. It's going to double again between 2020 and 2031. If you want to build a residual wealth with three simple properties, there's over 125,000 single-family residences in Colorado Springs, and you only need to own three as an investment property to be a real estate millionaire. $6,000 a month of residual income, $72,000 a year during retirement. And how does that fare next to your Social Security and 401k? That's why you want to sign up for my investment property class on the 20th of July, Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. There's only four spots left. I'm going to go into July on 4th of July and not be able to advertise this because it's full, but you have to go to Churchill, Colorado to sign up. And like I stated, the biggest takeaways from this show, without a doubt, is the fact of your opportunity. You could live in Louisiana or Wisconsin or Arkansas, where these are wonderful places to live, but you're never going to see properties doubling in value in their lifetime. We're seeing it in a 10-year span. So Colorado Springs is becoming a big city, a tier three, one of the best in the country, rated in the top five. But it's because we have options, we have good infrastructure, we have good government, we have good quality of living, economic development, but this is a direct door into your opportunity. So call me at 719-330-1457. I'll help you with your next loan, or I'll consult you into financial independence and wealth. 330-1457. I don't know who you are until you call. But like I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And pray to God that you'd get your passion, your calling, and purpose. Pull over your car and pray for that, because that's what I've received with you, the radio listener, someone that I would chat with one-on-one and gain value from, because you add value to me. Have a great week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I am Jay. Excited to talk to you next week.
No way. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. Keep this up, you're going to blow.